Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Hamevi Kaliyayin. Person who's bringing jugs of wine on Yamtiv, Mimakum Lamakum, from place to place within the Tchum, within the city boundaries. Lo Yaviim Besal B'Kupa. Don't take these jugs of wine and put it in either a sal, a basket, or kupa, a big basket, and transport it, because it looks like a Maisei Chol, looks like a weekday act. Rather, what you should do is, Ava maybe who you could bring, you know, several jugs, Aksefo on your shoulder, or in front of yourself, in your hands, Bein Yadav Lagufa, between your hands and your body, because then you could see it's recognizable that you're doing it for Yamta purposes, and you're not just doing it because you want to, you know, transport your barrel, your bottles of wine for some kind of business, you know, or whatever. The idea here is that we don't want the transporting of the wine to like a weekday act. So do it different than what you would do during the weekday. Instead of putting it in these, you know, these baskets, big basket or small basket, rather take just several jugs as they are, carry it on your shoulder or carry it in your hands in front of you so that's recognizable you're doing it for Yom Tov and not for weekday. V'chein, and so too, hamolech es ha-tevin. If a person is transporting tevin, wheat, kupa, basket, malaya tevin filled with wheat or straw, and he's transporting it for l'shem ha-saka, for firewood, or for Michael Behem, he wants to feed his animal. Lo yaf shalas akupa la'acharav. Don't take the basket and throw it over your shoulder like you would transport it during the week. Aval, but what you should do is, miviyahu biyado, just bring the straw in your hand. And if you're holding it in your hand, not in a basket, so that's a shinui, it's different. People will recognize you're doing it for Yom Tov and not for just a weekday act. Umatchilan ba'arimas ha-tefen. You could begin in the pile of straw. What does that mean? It's permitted to begin on Yom Tov to take from a pile of straw or wheat, l'tzorach hasaka, to take from it for firewood, even though you did not prepare it for this before Yom Tov. Normally we would say it's muktzah, but here we say it's not, right? We'll explain in a moment. So that you could do. Avalova etzim shib muktzah, but not, you cannot take wood of the muktzah. Muktzah doesn't here mean actual muktzah. We'll see what it means in a second. Harechava, the open space, shema'achorei habayis, that is behind the houses, is called the muktzah. Okay? And since that area is miyuchad, it's designated for guarding the wood, okay, or guarding fruit. So the halacha follows that you cannot begin on Yom Tov to use those woods that are left over there, because those are not set aside for a sukkah for firewood. Okay? So the Gemara explains that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that he doesn't even prohibit the concept of muktzah at all, okay? And therefore is permitted to take from a pile of straw on Yom Tov for firewood, aval eitzim shema muktzah, but wood that's in this open area in the back of the houses, so those are referring to koros gedolos, big beams, shalarazim of cedar wood that are meant for building. So since their value is very, very expensive, so those are what's called muktzah machmas chisaron kith. It's muktzah due to monetary value, right? And even Shimon, who doesn't even hold to the concept of muktzah, and that he agrees that that would be prohibited. So that's why you can't bring these big, big, you know, piles of wood. But the regular, you know, straw from your pile of straw that you could bring on Yom Tov, because you're using it for firewood or to feed your animals, and the Shimon doesn't hold of muktzah, so therefore that would be permitted. So according to the first pshat in the Mishnah, you could take from the straw on Yom Tov. It wasn't designated for firewood. Yeah, the Shimon doesn't hold of muktzah. But the wood that's in this muktzah area, in this open area behind your houses, that has huge cedar wood designated for building material, that has a lot of value to it, and that's muktzah machmas chisaron kith. It's muktzah due to monetary value, and even if Shimon agrees in that would be usur. Now, others explain the Mishnah a little bit differently, that our Mishnah does not follow the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, but rather follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who does prohibit muktzah in general, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's Yom Tov, and therefore he prohibits using this wood in the muktzah, meaning in the open field behind your homes on Yom Tov, even wood that is not expensive wood. It doesn't matter, since the wood that's in this muktzah area, in this open field area behind the houses, it's not omid l'shimush, it's not meant for usage. So if you didn't designate it before Shabbos or Yom Tov, you can't touch it now, you can't move it. Ava, but the arimas ha-tevin, the pile of straw, we're talking about a case here, in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, where the straw was masriach, it was sour, it was not befit for eating purposes for the animals, and it has thorns in it, so you can't even use it for building material. So there, it's not omid, it has no purpose other than firewood. So it always, its purpose is always meant for firewood. It's as if it's considered before Yom Tov, it was set for firewood. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would say that it's permitted to begin on Yom Tov to take from this pile of straw the firewood, even if you didn't designate it before Yom Tov, because its sole purpose is for firewood, because there's no other purpose. And therefore, he would consider it prepared and non-muktzah on Yom Tov. So two different, opinions on how to understand this. In Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, of course, the expensive wood in the open field behind your home is muktzah, because everyone agrees that that's muktzah. But the actual straw, that would be okay, because here it has no other purpose. It's sour and it has thorns. So therefore, it's as if it's always designated for firewood, and therefore, Yehuda would permit it on Yom Tov. Whereas if Shimon's case was, it could be regular straw. And regular straw, normally, if it wasn't prepared for firewood, Yehuda would say you can't use it. But since Shimon doesn't hold of muktzah, he says that's okay, right? But of course, if Shimon agrees that the big expensive wood, so since it's muktzah due to monetary value, that if Shimon does agree that is actual muktzah and will be prohibited. So that's the two different ways to understand this Mishnah Aleph.
Okay, Mishnah Beis, a notlin etim in a sukkah. You cannot take wood from a sukkah. And here the intention is not a sukkah from, the Chag of Sukkahs, but just like a regular sukkah, regular hut. That is stam asuya, it's built in your garden or in your vineyard for shade. It's prohibited to take wood from it on Yom Tov, because if you do that, you're breaking the sukkah. It's stira sa'ol, you're destroying the structure, and you can't destroy on Yom Tov. Ella, rather, what could you do? It would be permitted to take wood min hasamach la. If you have, kanim reeds, or different planks of wood that are leaned up near the walls of the sukkah, it's not from the actual body of the sukkah, so that you could take on Yom Tov, and you could use it for what you need. Next, mevi'in eitzim, you could bring wood that is tulushin, that is separated min hasadeh from the field on Yom Tov for firewood, okay? Mina makunas, and you can bring wood that you gathered before Yom Tov, the makumech in one place, which within your city limits. That's the mina makunas. So that's simple. Umina karfef, and from the karfef, they had these big fields that were outside of the city. They were surrounded by a fence to guard the wood and guard other things. You could take from there also afilu mina mafuzer, even from the scattered. Meaning it's permitted to take for lethal bisham eight to take wood from there on Yom Tov, even if it's scattered. She'etzim shebekarfif, because the wood in this karfif, in this big open field area that is enclosed by a gate, is omdim l'shimush, it's designated for a purpose. And even the scattered wood is considered as if it's mekunas, as if it's gathered and prepared before Yom Tov. However, the Gemara does explain that our Mishnah is a das yach, as an individual opinion. And we don't paskin, we don't go according to halacha like this Mishnah. Rather, the halacha is that ein mevin eitzim, you can't bring wood, except min hamekunas shebekarfif, only if it's from the gathered area in the karfif, not the scattered area in the karfif. Because since shehal v'kinsmi, you gathered it, so you gila daita, you're showing that you want to rely on it, and you want to use it for firewood. Av min hasadeh, from the field, that's prohibited to bring it on Yom Tov, even if it's gathered, shehal v'enem the shmarm, it's not guarded in the field, so you don't rely on it, and therefore there's no real designation, and that would be muktzah. Okay. Ezehu karfif, what is a karfif in our Mishnah that we permit you to bring from it, wood, even if it's scattered, as long as, of course, it's within the karfif. Now, again, this is the Mishnah's opinion. We don't go like this lahalacha, but in the Mishnah's individual opinion, what is this karfif that we're talking about that you could gather from it even scattered wood? So the Mishnah says, kol shesamach le'ir, as long as it's close to the city. If it's close to the city, then your das, your knowledge is on the wood to use it for Yom Tov. So if it's close to the city, some commentators explain samachla means within shivim amma, within 70 ammas of the city, and that's called, the ibur shel ir, like the pregnant part of the city, meaning like the very, very, borders. Others explain shekoshu bein aginos, as long as it's between the gardens that are near the city, that's considered near the city. Different explanations. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara explains, afilu b'karfif ha-samach le'ir, even a karfif which is near the city, Rabbi Yehuda only permitted in cases when it's a guarded karfif, there's a fence around it, right? It has a door, and it has a lock. But otherwise, if it's just a, place where there's just, no specific, you know, no real guarding to it, then it wouldn't be good. It's got to be a closed off area. And then Rabbi Yossi says, "Kol shenichlesen lo b'posachas." Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that as long as any karfiv shesichim l'pascha b'mafteach, as long as they have to open it with a key in order to enter, right? So you see, it's guarded. Avafilu b'toch tchum Shabbos. The one that's guarded so much, you have to have a key, even if it's within the boundaries of tchum Shabbos. What that means is that even if it's so far from the city, but yet it's within the normal city limits for Shabbos. What do we consider the city limits for Shabbos? That's 2,000 amos from Michutz L'ir, outside the city. It's a much larger amount, right? So, She'ev Shul Hagia, you could reach it, you could technically reach there on Yom Tif. So if it's a type of karfif that has a key and a lock to it, so then even if it's within 2,000 amos of the city limits, since we find that's the city limits for Shabbos, we can apply it over here for Yom Tif. And the Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Yossi, you just need one condition, meaning either it's near the city, okay, even though it may not be sagur, even though it may not be closed with a lock, right? Or it could be closed with a lock, and even if very, very far away from the city, as long as it's within 2,000 amas of the city. And that is for Mishnah Beis.